If you're a front-end coder, server-side developer, or even a designer, I want to let you in on a secret. Those technical skills you've been working so hard to learn, well, they'll soon become obsolete. In my 20 years of working on the web, I've seen many technologies come and go. Flash developers who spend years honing their skill only to find out that it's been made obsolete by Steve Jobs. Cold Fusion developers who backed the wrong horse, and so on and so on. Add to that the fact that technology has this habit of replacing jobs. As software grows in intelligence, it becomes capable of undertaking ever more complex tasks. You have to wonder whether people will be hand-coding websites in 10 or 15 years. We're already seeing technologies emerging that are seeking to replace hand-coding. The quality is not as good as hand-coding, but before long it will be good enough. After all, people used to make a lot of money from building bespoke content management systems. Then tools like WordPress came along, and sure, they weren't as good as a bespoke handcrafted system, but they were good enough. We spend too much time focusing on technical competencies. This comes at the cost of other skills that are in the long run and more important. We sneer at people that do not know how to code, but the truth is that their skills are going to be a lot more relevant to the future of the web than ours are. A great example of this is one of my co-founders at Headscape. Marcus Lillington has never designed a website or written a line of code, but he is one of the most capable digital professionals I know and kind of typifies the new generation of skills required to be successful in digital. You see, at the heart of the web, it's not about technology. The web is about connecting people, and Marcus understands people. I believe that we should spend less time learning the latest language or playing with the newest jQuery plugin. Instead, we should be honing our interpersonal skills and taking a leaf out of Marcus's book. In particular, I want to focus on four skills that I've seen in Marcus that we should be developing ourselves. The first is empathy. The ability to understand how other people are feeling is crucial to any digital professional, and Marcus seems to have this in spades. Not only does it enable him to better understand our users, it also helps us as we work with our colleagues. For example, if we understand our manager's pain points, it's easier to present a compelling business case. If our managers worry about lead generation, then we can focus how we present digital based on that metric. But if they're worried about staff recruitment, then we can use that as the focus of our presentation. Empathy helps us to worry less about our own agenda and more about others. It makes us better designers and more pragmatic developers, and it also makes us a hell of a lot easier to work with. Then there's being collaborative. There was a time when one individual could fulfill most of the roles required to get an organization online, but those days are gone. Today, digital success requires lots of people working in a close working relationship, all those different specialists coming together. The trouble is that many of us think we understand other disciplines. We feel like we can write a bit of copy or comment on a design or copy and paste some code, and that undervalues those around us and damages our relationship with them. Marcus is not like that. He recognizes his own limitation and recognizes the expertise of others. He's unafraid to say that he doesn't understand and listen to the opinions of others. He often becomes the linchpin of teams as a result. He's not a specialist himself, but he does have a talent for encouraging people to work collaboratively and bringing specialists together. Part of Marcus's success is his ability to inspire people. He has a talent for inspiring the people he works alongside. When you work with Marcus, he makes you feel a bit like a superhero, and that inspires you to try harder. You don't want to let him down. You want to be the person that he sees you as being. But Marcus's ability to inspire is not just useful for running teams, it also helps when working with clients. Marcus can get a client excited about an idea. He's a natural salesman both before and after project commencement. He can paint a picture of how things could be better, and that inspires clients. Probably the biggest skill that Marcus has that we can learn from is his ability to listen. And I mean really listen. I'm terrible at this. My mind runs ahead of myself and I don't really take in what people are saying. Marcus's ability to listen makes him an incredible facilitator in usability testing. He's also brilliant at stakeholder interviews. But it also helps to prevent a lot of misunderstandings during projects. He picks up on nuances that I sometimes miss. He also makes the client and other team members feel appreciated because he takes on board their opinions. Skills like the ones I've covered in this audio update are called soft skills, but I really don't like that term. It implies that they're secondary, and I don't believe they are. I believe they're essential tools for doing our job. More importantly, they're skills that are not going to become obsolete over time. A clever web app might replace your coding, but a computer is never going to have these kinds of human skills. Many of the skills I've learned over the last 20 years are now completely redundant. But the ones that have survived the test of time are those soft skills. So if you're looking to build a robust and long-lasting career, then focus on these rather than the latest innovation.